Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:32. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Changing the conversation completely, or maybe not, is our guest, Paula Quincy. She's a relationship and life coach, and we wanted to try and understand the difficulties, the challenges, and the dark side of online dating. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. And you?
I am well, thank you. I imagine that even more so during the pandemic and lockdown, online dating, relationships forming initially via the internet using technology has become pretty much the norm.
Yes, absolutely. We've seen a spike in the use of these platforms due to the pandemic and being locked in lockdown because people couldn't participate in the regular social activities or interactions and by putting themselves out there and meeting prospective new partners. So the only other way to do it was to turn to online dating apps and platforms.
So they have done that. Is there, you know, we all read books and we see movies and it's always about the ugly side of online dating. No one ever tells the normal stories because they're boring, but I mean, not for the couple presumably, but for the rest of us. How serious a problem is it?
It is becoming more and more a serious problem. We have seen the stats spike as far as sexual harassment from moving online and on the different platforms and the experiences that are taking place on those platforms, particularly when it comes to females that are on those platforms.
So what is the common issue that people are facing online? Is it sexual harassment and mainly against women?
Yes, definitely sexual harassment is a key one. There's also harassment in that not being able to take no for an answer. So if a female has turned a prospective date down or a prospective partner that's interested in them, taking no for an answer, that they tend to push back on that. And so they have been called all sorts of names. They have constantly been harassed with messages. And then also what is known as revenge porn as well. So explicit pictures being posted on or being sent to that person or being posted online as well.
And that has become a very, very serious problem, hasn't it?
It has. And first of all, you know, it's an invasion of your privacy. There's also a bit of a shock factor to it as well when you're not expecting to open your device or your inbox and then receive these explicit images.
So what should people do to protect themselves in this type of a situation? Are there some online dating sites that are safer than others? Are there some environments one should go to versus others? What is the recommendation?
I think like any social media platform out there, you first of all need to put your own safety measures in place in terms of being aware of how much information you share. There are so many ways that people can track you down, but simply by just posting a picture of where you're at. We don't realize in the back end, you know, how easy it is to access data in terms of location. So taking those kinds of precautions in terms of your own devices and your own safety and security settings when you sign onto these platforms, but also doing your homework and your research to those platforms in terms of ratings as to the experience that others have had on those platforms and the types of security measures that they have in place to protect your information as well. And obviously now with the Poppy Act and the Papaya Act out there, they have to take additional measures around what information is shared out there that is of a personal nature. So there is some recourse there. And then lastly, if you are feeling that you are being harassed, you can obviously go the legal route in terms of laying a case with the police. And in extreme cases, you can get a protection order for yourself as well.
It's obviously very, when somebody starts this process and decides that they are going to use online, the online world in order to meet somebody, and to start a relationship with them, Are there things that they should do from the get-go? I mean, obviously you're talking about the normal security and that type of thing, but what should somebody be aware of if they're going to go that route?
Unfortunately, on these platforms, there are a lot of fake profiles. It's easy for people to hide behind devices and post or create a fake profile with pictures that is not necessarily a true representation of who you are as a person. So, for example, making yourself look younger, making yourself look, you know, more attractive in terms of your, from your body image perspective. And so it's been, first of all, as a prospective person that is going onto these dating apps, being very clear on what it is and who it is and the kind of person that you're looking for when it comes to looking for a life partner, and being very clear on your own values and what is acceptable and unacceptable behavior for yourself, and putting those boundaries down very early on in your process. When you are meeting and chatting with someone, you know, really take your time to get to know this person. Really pay attention to what they're saying, but also to what they are not saying. For example, if a person is not wanting to meet up for coffee, not wanting to really tell you, you know, start sharing more about themselves, or right early on in, they get very attached and they start, you know, within 3 weeks, a month, start telling you that you're the love of their life, that they've never met anybody like you. You know, when they start moving too quickly, too soon, and it seems too good to be true, those are also red flags to look out for as well.
Because it is too good to be true. Are men much more aggressive in this way, as I guess we would expect from them?
Yeah, I think it's definitely from the stats that we've seen, women are having more negative experiences online versus men. And this is where, you know, gender stereotyping, gender conditioning and gender roles plays a role. Mm. You know, some majority of men, if they do happen to have see kind of content online that is inappropriate or that is derogatory, they will tend to kind of laugh it off and not take it that seriously, whereas women tend to be more offended by it because it's more of an invasion of their space, their personal space. And so it's how we respond and react to these things differently. And, you know, unfortunately for, and I'm generalizing here, but from a male perspective.
Yeah, I generalize about men all the time, so you don't need to worry. I think we're idiots most of the time, but we're working on that, right?
Yeah, we're all work in progress. You know, generally with men, it's safer to hide behind a screen, especially where you have so low self-esteem, low self-worth, low self-confidence. Yeah. And, you don't have to face that person face to face and be honest and real and vulnerable. So you have a bit of more courage to say things or be more, bold hiding behind a device and a screen.
Right. The reality is in this world that there are many in this online world that there, of course, those that are looking to meet somebody, have a relationship, find a lifelong partner, but there are also those that are looking for the hookup, for the one night, for just an experience. Is it that gap in expectation that often causes some of the discomfort and the issues in this world, in this space?
Yes, absolutely. You know, there are specific sites that you can go to where you can have those hookups. And then there are those people that are genuinely wanting to have a relationship and those that are there with a hidden agenda. And unfortunately, it does happen where someone goes in thinking that, well, this is a potential prospect, potential relationship, only to find a couple of weeks or months down the line that, you know, they're sitting with heartbreak because they weren't aligned and on the same page with this other person who was just out there to have some fun. That's not to say that all people are like that. And that's why you need to be very careful and very conscious and very intentional about going onto these platforms as to the type of person that you're going to meet up with. And you know, taking care of yourself and your own safety.
I read recently, I think his name was Ansari. He wrote a book on his own experiences. He's an American comedian and an Indian American comedian, and he wrote about his experience. And what was so interesting was he was saying, you know, he took a look at the whole history of it and said, initially, you know, you'd be introduced to somebody, you would, by your family, by your friends, and then you'd meet people within your neighborhood. This has completely opened up a very, very different world. Everything is now different, and shared experience isn't there, commonality isn't there, which makes this a lot more challenging.
Yes, I agree. And also we've tend to have lost touch with basic values and basic value systems, and respecting another person's space, respecting another person's boundaries. And also, you know, when someone says no, it's no. But unfortunately, you know, especially if we look at the extreme cases where rape cases and stuff like that, unfortunately, in those cases, a lot of the stats are showing that, you know, rape cases involve people being raped in their own home or the victim or the place of the rapist, unfortunately.
And that all we have time for. It is 8:43. Fascinating conversation. Thank you, Paula Quincy, relationship and life coach, talking to us about the dark side of online dating. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. Have you had experience in this world, both negative or positive?